Commentator Frank DeFord laments that athletes in the United States are not doing as well in individual sports as they did in the past, and he says that's because America's best younger athletes are gravitating to the safer haven of team sports.
In the sports news these past few days, mostly buried away beneath the football, basketball, and hockey line spreads and results, we find Lennox Lewis signs to fight Vitali Klitschko for the heavyweight title. Russia beats France to win the Davis Cup. Steve Scott, the American mile record holder, goes into the U.S. Track and Field Hall of Fame. Annika Sorostam finishes the finest LPGA year ever with another tournament title. Four very disparate events, but parts of a national trend. Let us add a fairly recent fifth piece, and maybe the puzzle will grow clearer. Europe beats the U.S. in the Ryder Cup. See a pattern yet? My fellow Americans, us rugged individualists, us from the land of bold loners, of cowboys and test pilots, me out there alone against the world, it seems we don't do very well on our own anymore. Our children, our best young athletes, are all migrating to the safer haven of team games. Oh, to be sure, we're so big and rich, there'll always be a few Americans achieving by themselves. Tiger Woods, of course, Bernard Hopkins, the speedy lovers, Tim Montgomery and Marion Jones, Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi are still breathing rarefied championship air, barely, and the Williams sisters, although perhaps perversely, they've proved the point inside out. Venus and Serena grew up as champions in an individual sport, but did so by lending each other the very support that Americans generally seek on teams. The fact is that we are simply not producing the champions in individual sports in the numbers we used to. Some of this has to do with the improved health and prosperity of the rest of the world. But ironically, it's also apparent that the very wide-open freedom of the United States restricts sports choices. The countries that now throw up individual sports standouts invariably have programs run by the likes of the National Ministry of Sport that seeks out special talents and nurtures them. We don't have any such centralized planning. U.S. children pretty much find their own way, and since almost all the funding and the subsequent attention is directed to school and college team sports, that's where our kids land. Two developments further advance this process. Spurred on by Title IX, there are more girls' team sports being offered than ever before. And especially in the suburbs, soccer is an increasingly popular participant sport for both sexes at the carpool level. Pointedly, we have soccer moms. We don't have tennis moms or track moms, do we? Steve Scott, the Track Hall of Fame inductee, set the American record for the mile more than 20 years ago. That's an eternity for any athletic record. But what's the likelihood it'll fall soon? Or for that matter, will there be any young American who can break it even in the next 20 years? It takes a special kind of guts to choose to play an individual sport. You lose, the failure is all yours. Has our culture changed so that, with that, the nature of our young people is different today? Are we producing fewer risk-takers? Does sports tell us that the intrepid American is out of style? Or is it simply more prosaic that so much of our emphasis is upon team sports that our athletes, male and female, simply follow the lines of least resistance and go out to team up with their buddies?
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday at the member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.